look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand and look around. Leaves are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Yeah, it's a little hazy out there, a little shady. Well, I have to say it's sunny, actually, but I'm thinking shady as in burr cold. And I'm pleased to have with us this morning Brittany Hughes. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department.
Take a long breath after that.
I know, it's quite a title, right?
Thank you so much for the intro, Meg. I'm so happy to be here today.
I said, bless her. I looked at her, I said, every guest I have, I said, are you coming in? It's cold. And I was like, because I know it's tempting.
Yes,
it was so tempting. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
You know, I saw something on Facebook yesterday that someone was dreaming of mosquito bites and sunburns today.
Right?
And I'm like, you know, if that's not accurate, I don't know what is.
I know, exactly. It's not supposed to be this cold in Florida.
It's definitely not.
But here's the good news. We have plenty of things to do, as always. And I love when Brittany comes on the show. Because, again, just like when I'm working with Mike on the garden line, I learned so much from you. I had no idea how many parks the city of Pensacola had.
It really
and
is
community
incredible.
Centers and everything. And
yes.
I've started paying attention to it now more as I'm driving around. I go, oh, there's another little park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll see like a little park tucked away in a neighborhood.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So we've got 93 or 94, depending on who you ask.
Wow.
Parks. And, you know, unbelievably, we have 6 people on our maintenance crew that are in charge of, you know, maintaining those parks. So that comes into play where we use Pensacola 311.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really rely on Pensacola 311, which is a way for anyone to submit a inquiry. I don't typically like to say complaint, but if you want to inquire about anything, about any of our parks or really any of our facilities or any of our roadways.
So this is a city hotline?
It's 311.
Okay.
And most cell phones, you can dial 311 mm-hmm. on your cell phone mm-hmm. and it goes to a real person.
Oh, that's helpful.
That's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it a 24/7 or is it during business hours?
It's during business hours.
Okay.
Yes. But you can dial 311 on most cell phones and you can talk to a real person or you can go to Pensacola311.com.
Okay. Pensacola311.com.
And you can complain. Submit your inquiry there. So many people come up to me and they're like, hey, this is going on at this park. I want it to be fixed right now. I'm like, okay, that's great. Go to Pensacola 311. So that can be sent directly to the person who can fix that issue.
Okay, very good. That's a great thing to know. So write that down or maybe even put it in your phone.
Yes, please do. But yeah, so 311 is a huge tool that we use. Throughout the department.
So you're responsible for the outdoor parks, but also you have the community centers as well.
10 community centers.
10.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh. Okay. So talk a bit about. I know there's some things coming up. I believe at Bayview, which is one of my favorites because it's right there in Bayview Park.
Yeah. So Bayview Park, of course, is one of our destination parks. But right there at Bayview Park, behind there on the water, there's Bayview Community Center, and many people don't know that behind Bayview Community Center is actually Bayview Outdoor Pursuits Center.
Oh,
and
I'm not familiar with that.
There's a full boathouse back there, boathouse being kayaks and paddle boards. We also have a plethora of beach cruiser bicycles that can be rented out.
Really?
And we have all of our fishing equipment back there for our spring break camp and summer camps for outdoor pursuits.
Uh-huh.
And so today from 2 to 6, today is January 27th, from 2 to 6 o'clock, anyone can drop by Bayview Community Center to tour Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center.
Interesting.
And then they're going to be able to learn about all of our programs. And even if they have any questions about renting out the pavilions at Bayview Park or renting out the event center at Bayview Park.
It's a beautiful little building right there.
It
and
is.
Lots, plenty
it's
of parking.
So there's, pretty.
The dog parks are there
and
as well.
And so many weddings have been there too. So
right.
It's a legitimate event center. But anyway, today from 2 to 6, you can drop in and ask any questions you would like about Parks and Recreation or Bayview Community Center. And we're going to be there actively helping people sign up for spring break camp.
Oh, fun.
Coming up
okay.
very soon.
It's hard to think about it when it's this cold, but
really
this is.
Is
the time to do it, right? To get signed up.
It feels like next month, not quite next month. We've got about 6 weeks
right
until spring break.
Ooh, can't wait.
Spring break this year is from March 16th to March 20th, and that's aligning with the Escambia County School District calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two spring break camps happening.
Oh, okay.
So the first spring break camp is actually an adventure skills camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a survival skills camp. Depends on the weather and how the kids are feeling that week. But that's actually hosted at the Outdoor Pursuit Center.
Okay.
So that's the big push that we're trying to get out there is like, hey, that we've got an outdoor adventure skills camp.
That's very cool.
For the kids. It's
yeah.
a day camp. So it's every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But during that week, they get to go hiking. They get to learn a little bit about fishing, a little bit about archery. There's a little bit that they pick up from during that entire week.
Oh,
and all the
neat.
Kids have so much fun.
That is so neat. Now, is there a cost to the camp?
Yes,
okay.
There is.
And about how much? Is there a price range or does it depend on? And also ages. What are the ages?
Okay, so if I remember correctly, the Spring Break Camp with Outdoor Pursuits is ages 8 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then the range is around $200 a person.
Okay.
But for that week, you're getting a week packed full adventure, packed full of activities that they're doing every single day, and your kids are going to come home exhausted. And that's when you know.
That's a good thing.
You know, that you've gotten your money's worth.
And
now,
is there a lunch included or anything like that or snacks? Do you know?
They have
snacks.
They provide snacks and uh-huh. then the kids bring their lunch.
Okay, very good.
Now, our second spring break camp.
Okay.
Is actually at our four after school locations, and those are Cobb Center, Fricker, Resource Center. We've got Gold Point Resource Center and Woodland Heights Resource Center. So that's the last spring break that we're ever going to have where the old Fricker is going to be used.
Oh, right.
Because okay. Fricker is going to be renovated.
That's right.
I'm so excited for that. The building is going to be phenomenal, and the employees at Fricker deserve it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love that center so much. But so this is the last spring break that we're hosting a spring break camp at the Fricker, old Fricker location.
Okay. And the dates for that again?
March 16th through 20th.
Okay.
And so that's through our after school or out of school time program.
Mm-hmm.
So that program is actually ECT eligible, meaning that qualified families can actually attend spring break camp for free.
Oh, wow.
For no
that's
cost.
Amazing.
So we do rely it is based on income.
Mm-hmm.
Just purely income. And then you do have to apply in person at that local resource center. And those resource centers are, again, Cobb, Fricker, Gold Point, and Woodland Heights.
What are generally the hours for those places?
So the actual centers have designated hours. So they could be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. or they could stay open until 8 p.m. It really depends on what that center has going on
mm-hmm.
that specific day.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically, our spring break camp is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, great.
That
all
Monday
day.
Through Friday.
That's fantastic.
All day.
That's so helpful to working moms and dads.
It really is. Some parents like to pick up their kids at 4. Some parents need to wait until 6 o'clock to pick
mm-hmm.
up their parents. So, or pick up their kids.
Pick up the parents. Yeah, that's right. Who's picking up who?
Parents need spring break camps here sometimes.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that?
Oh my gosh, it would be. But, you know, with that said, we have had groups actually create like team building events at our Outdoor Pursuit
oh,
Center.
Oh, no kidding. That's
mm-hmm.
available?
Yes.
That's a great idea for business organizations.
For example, we have an organization coming in May, and
mm-hmm.
they actually wanted a guided tour with kayaks. So this business is coming in and they're, you know, paying us to provide a service of a guided kayak tour.
Oh, how fun.
Through our CPR certified kayak instructors. And they're, you know, doing their own kind of workshop that
mm-hmm.
day.
That's great.
And so many people don't know that that's available, and it absolutely is.
Who would you contact for something like that? Because that would be a great retreat or team building day, something like that.
So that specifically for Outdoor Pursuits would be Paul Pipes. He's the Bayview Community Center Volunteer Coordinator and Outdoor Pursuits Coordinator.
Ooh, there you go.
He's got a lot on his plate. Mm-hmm. But his name is Paul Pipes, and his email is ppipes, like the pipes in your wall, at cityofpensacola.com.
Okay, that'd be great. So contact him, because that's something you do in the spring as well.
Spring, summer, and fall. I mean, this is the perfect area to have team building events going on all year round.
That's a great idea. I didn't know about that.
Yes, and so we do have to work around our normal summer camp and normal excursions that we have throughout the year. But, we're available if we want to host a private event and host something really special for your teammates.
Okay. And you also you mentioned a little bit before about the after school programs. Is it still possible to sign up for that, or are they already closed, or how does that work?
We have rolling admission.
You can
show up throughout the entire year at any of our four centers and then ask for more information. We have in-person applications at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So you do have to download an application online, print it out, or come into any of those four centers, which are Cobb, Fricker, Gold Point, and Woodland Heights.
Excellent.
And our staff is there, happy to help you, fill out the application. If you are wanting to qualify for ECT grant funding to have your spring break camp or after school care covered, we do need additional documentation with that, and our staff is happy to help you out with that.
Excellent. And so how would they get in touch with you?
You can call our main office. It's 936-5670. Once again, that is 850-936-5670. Or, you can call any of our after-school locations, too, for more information about their specific location. So it is a program spread across four locations, but each location's a little bit different.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's because the kids are different.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff is different.
Right.
And, the location's different.
Some of them have basketball courts, too?
Yes.
So that I know that's very strong right now.
Yes, exactly. So the three that have full basketball courts would be Fricker, Woodland Heights, and Cobb Center. Gold Point does have kind of a small basketball court, but also their rooms are built more for dance programs.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good topic, too, to talk about.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So right now, our Gold Point dance program is really focused on the dance company during the spring and going into the summer. But fall and winter is really where our dance program shines. So in the fall, we have two sessions for dance, and that's from a toddler, like a year and a half.
Oh, cute.
They have mommy and me classes.
Oh,
they are
how fun.
Adorable. And then they have classes all the way up into adults. And
okay.
You can even take beginner ballet as
really?
An adult with no skill at all.
Okay.
And they have so much fun. Same thing with tap dancing. We have a adult beginner tap dancing class.
I love that.
And you can have two left feet and still learn how to dance.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And it's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, our fall adult dance lessons were, I believe, $55 to $60 for like a 7 to 9 week session.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't per class?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's a bargain.
It really is.
That really is.
And you pay for each session. And so the first session is from, I would say, mid-August into September, and then the other one's October into November.
Oh, fun.
And then having a final winter showcase event in December.
Well, our friend Addie Quinn was here. She works over at the Bayview Center and was
talking.
She's great. And she had brought in a calendar for me of all the different events. They have a performing arts series where they actually take people to see shows.
Yes.
They go together, those kinds of things. So where would I find that calendar, and where would I find out about the different events? Because there's so many, with 93 parks and 10 different centers. There's a lot going on.
And countless adventures that we have.
Was there a place to go to find out?
So you can go to our website. It's playpensacola.com.
Oh, playpensacola.com.
Playpensacola.com. Okay. You can also go to cityofpensacola.com and find us through the departments. But the easiest way to find us is playpensacola.com. And on that website, under programs, there is a senior section for senior programs. I actually recently just made it like last month.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to highlight all senior programs together at once. Mm-hmm. And on that section, you can see all the senior programming and all the activities that happen at each of our centers that host senior programming.
Okay,
and
so what are some of the things? When you say senior programs, I'm thinking, what is this, the Walker Olympics? Or? and I say that being part of the club. So
very
just say that.
Few of our seniors have walkers.
I'm thank just
you.
Kidding.
Very few of them need walkers.
Right.
But,
they're ready to take tap dancing classes.
You know what? They probably could.
They could.
And
I
have, I'm trying to convince them to go across the street to go to the kayak 101 class because that is a low impact activity too.
That's true.
And they would really enjoy it. But so for Bayview Senior Center, it is so amazing. All the programs that we have there, they have Tai Chi classes.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. We've got yoga, not at Bayview Senior Center, mm-hmm. but we have yoga at Goal Point and then also at East Pensacola Heights Clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
We host yoga there. But back at Bayview Senior Center, they do Mahjong. Their Mahjong group is massive.
Huh.
They're almost outgrowing their space
no
right
kidding.
Now.
And that's a fun game.
I played it on my phone. And apparently that's not the right Mahjong.
Yeah, okay.
So they've got that. You know, they've got chair exercise classes that will even make me break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's on the chair doesn't mean it won't
right.
make you work out, right?
Right.
And then they do other activities, like they go on field trips. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the
performing
arts
series. Yeah, I've got the whole calendar.
Series.
This is some amazing.
Some of those performing arts you know, are hosted, those events are hosted at Bayview Senior Center, but
right.
some of them are actually field trips to go out places, like Pensacola Little Theater,
mm-hmm.
And go see Pensacola Ballet.
Well, this is really cool, because I'm looking at the calendar right now, and it's got, coming up on Friday, February 13th, the Pensacola Opera will be at Bayview. And
that's
it's a free concert.
Yes, it is.
That is the coolest thing.
That's
but
really
then they
so
also
cool.
plan trips. So in March, they, like you said, they're going to be going to PLT, to the Sanger. And then, again, First Baptist is having a choral society performance later on in May. So mm-hmm. there's a whole schedule. And it's about $20 or $10, depending on where they're going.
If it's
to
not
go.
Free, yes.
Yeah, it's that's really great.
It really is. And it just expands the world for our mm-hmm. seniors, really, because some of them wouldn't normally be able to attend things like that, or they wouldn't have anyone to go with.
Right. That yeah. So this is a chance to go and meet new people mm-hmm. and socialize, which is really important.
Exactly. And during the summer, they go to Blue Wahoos games
throughout
the year. They go to the casino, IP Casino, and you know, in Mississippi.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And, it's just so much fun. It really is.
So you can find all the information about that also on playpensacola.com?
Yes. So more information is linking to the Bayview Seniors Centers page.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually release the calendar that you have in your hand right,
right.
now. They release that out every single month. And
right.
they have
I'm looking
them.
At the, I'm looking at it from November, so it's an old one because I keep a file. But
they've got
yeah.
some activities coming up, of course, and they've always got extra copies at the front door.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the things. So they have the Mahjong, they have billiards tournament, they've
yes.
got writing clubs, things for the mind, things for the body. I mean, everything.
They really do.
They really
and
do a
it's,
good job.
Most of the activities are free.
Right.
So we're talking about all this. And most of these things are, you know, so amazing that we're providing these. But the number one question we receive, both myself when I'm out in the field and at Baby Senior Center, is how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's
so many
what's
people
the membership
fixed,
fee?
Fixed incomes, yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't have any membership. We want you to come in. We'll have you give us your first, last name, and email just so we can contact you with
mm-hmm.
more information about upcoming events. And then you're free to do whatever you want to do. Any activities slated for the day is available for you.
Okay. So someone just texted in. Can you please restate who to contact and the phone information for the Spring Break Outdoor Camp?
Okay. So the Spring Break Outdoor Camp is through Bayview Outdoor Pursuits. You can go to playpensacola.com, and it's right there. And more information is available about our open house as well that we have today from 2 to 6, where you can actually show up in person and have us help you sign up for these camps in person. It's just so helpful to have real human interaction and
help with this stuff a lot easier. Yes, for sure.
And then we're also going to have raffle items as well. So everyone that is going to show up, you can, you know, leave your name and number, and then we'll let you know if you've won any of our raffle items.
Oh, how fun. Okay, yes. And that's happening what time again today?
Today, which is January 27th, mm-hmm. from 2 to 6.
And that's at Bayview Park.
Bayview Community Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And we had another question that came in. So if you've got a question for Brittany about the City of Parks and Recreation from the City of Pensacola, all you have to do is text it in, 850-437-1620. This one is a good question because this is the new hot thing, pickleball.
Okay.
Will Treasure Hill Park be getting pickleball nets on the pickleball courts?
I am not completely sure. And I say that because with 93 parks, it's very hard
to keep track
of all
like
of them.
That sounds like a 311 question.
It does sound like a 311
question. If the courts are there but no nets, that sounds like something that you can go tell them again, because we talked about that at the beginning of the show.
All right. So this person right now can actually dial 311 and let them know, hey, at this park, there are no pickleball nets on the
pickleball
courts.
Very important.
And so that then will signify our, you know, facilities team to go and check that out and fix it if we need to, or if it's already in progress, you know, we'll know about it.
Okay. Let's see. Nancy says, a nice compliment to you. Wonderful information, wonderful opportunities for people.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
That's very sweet.
That's amazing.
And it's true, because there is so much happening, but we just sometimes don't know about it.
Exactly.
And I think that playpensacola.com website's awesome.
Yes.
It really has a lot of information.
And with our new branding, with the city branding, it's very hot topic right now.
Yes, it is.
But we love it. We got a new logo as well.
Oh,
but,
wow. Okay.
You know, the new website is easier to navigate. Mm-hmm. It is easier to find things on there. So if you haven't been on playpensacola.com or to cityofpensacola.com recently, please do go check it out. Give it a chance, because, you know, it looks like a good improvement to our website.
Well, we've covered the young and the old, and now I'm going to ask you a question about dogs.
All right.
So, because we do have a couple of dog parks around, and I see them all the time. There's one at Bayview, I know, and there's one over at Summit, right next to the Roger Scott Tennis Center. So, do those parks also fall under your jurisdiction, or is that a separate thing altogether?
So, we facilitate those parks. So, we help maintain them. But as far as... for example, the leash law.
Right.
Clarify
that, because I'm wondering, I see some people that have dogs on a leash sometimes at the parks, and then there's some people that don't. So I'm curious what the laws are.
The city of Pensacola does have a leash law in our ordinance, and we do have signs up saying that dogs must be on leashes at all times. And we do have signs up at various athletic fields saying no dogs on the field. So those are rules. Those signs are up, and those rules are active. As far as, you know, having jurisdiction over these, it is down to the police department. And as far as dogs specifically, that comes down to the Escambia County Animal Welfare Department.
Okay. Very interesting.
So any complaints about unleashed dogs or any dog complaints at all, that needs to be directed towards the Escambia County Animal Welfare Department.
Okay. Well, I know when I had a little dog, they have parks for big dogs, and then they also have little dog
sections. Bayview has both of them.
Which is very cool. It really does make a difference.
It really does. And speaking of dogs, we're so excited to be a supporting sponsor of the Potty Girl.
That's right. That's
Sunday.
Coming up. Yes. It's this weekend.
So this year, I was able to donate 2 raffle baskets to be raffled off. And then all the proceeds go towards, of course, the Escambia County Animal Welfare Department.
Right.
But in those, you know, raffle baskets, it's got a branded bucket, of course. Got to have branded. But it's got our playbook, but it's also got dog treats and a water bottle for your dog. And various other treats there. We want to make sure that we didn't discriminate against large or small dogs.
Aww.
So we tried to get something that kind of fits.
Oh, how sweet!
All of the
so
shapes
and sizes. Paw de Gras is this Sunday.
Yes.
And do you know
February 1st
where it's going to be? Do you have
it's downtown.
Downtown. Okay.
Yes. So you can Google search Mardi Gras, and then you'll be able to find exactly where it is downtown.
The research department.
But we were so excited to support that. And, you know, moving forward, be looking out for Parks and Recreation at other local events, because that is something that I do want to work on
yeah.
in 2026 for us to be more involved in the community and at local events.
Well, you do so much, but I think a lot of people don't know about all the different things that you
exactly,
do.
So, yes.
Again, that website is playpensacola.com. And the listener that had asked about the pickleball courts just texted and said, I missed the answer. So, well, give that answer one more time about what they can do.
Okay, you can call 311 or go to Pensacola311.com. I'll also give you this. You can go to our Facebook page, search for Pensacola Parks and Recreation or Pensacola Parks and Rec. And you can message that Facebook page. That goes directly to me, and then I'll take care of it. Direct it to where it needs to go. but those are three options. You've got 311, Pensacola311.com, or you can message our Facebook page.
Brittany Hughes, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for being here representing the city of Pensacola and Parks and Recreation. You do a great job.
Thanks so much, Meg. I appreciate you.
All right, have fun today. It'll be fun over there at Bayview.
Nice and cold. I'll see y'all soon.
This is Pep Talk.